Plateau, we go. Tennessee Tech on the clock. Kim Roseman is the Tennessee Tech women's basketball coach. I don't even know. I think she's like, I really feel this. I have one daughter. If I had a second and a third, it would be Kim and Allison Clark. And I mean that in the kindest of ways. Kim, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Greg. That's some high praise this morning right there, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, really?
We're doing good. Busy. Got a big recruiting weekend this weekend, and looking forward to the spring football game here this afternoon. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate with us. I was wondering last night. It felt like it was going back to February cold, but we are all good here on the plateau.
You were just at the Final Four. And we're going to get into that. But as a coach, you also are involved in a lot of the Coaches Association deals, clinics, all the different things. Tell me about your weekend at the Final Four.
Oh, it was I'll tell you, Cleveland did a great job, first of all, hosting. They had hosted, I don't know, probably about 15 or 16 years ago, and I thought the city did a great job hosting, and obviously it was an epic Final Four from an attendance, a media standpoint, you know, as far as all the people that watch. But it's just a great weekend for us coaches, you know, to kind of unwind. It's a dead period around the Final Four, so you don't have to feel guilty about not recruiting during that weekend, and you get to reconnect with old friends and revisit about the season, you know. And then when you get to be my age, you get to see former players that are now coaching and you get to feel real old. So it was just a great weekend for all of us, but also for the game of women's basketball.
Well, good. You're now my kid's sister instead of my daughter, okay? I'll just
say, if you yeah, there you go. Exactly.
But the Final Four, and you just talked about it, the numbers, the TV numbers, even obviously going back before the Final Four, the LSU-Iowa game, we're going to talk about the impact. And here's why it's working. There are people who want to pull for people one way, or they also pull against the other. Meaning, we need to have villains, and we need to have conflict. And I don't know if I like Kim Mulkey or not, but there are people deciding one way or the other against Dawn, all the things. And we'll get to what Dawn Staley's doing in South Carolina in a minute. But and so people are now emotionally invested on a national level in the sport. Does that make sense? Because now they're pulling for and against people.
No, absolutely. Well, I think first of all, you know, just the star power that we have right now in women's college basketball. And not to say that we haven't had it, right? I mean, we've had – you talk about Diana Taurasi, Candace Parker, Brittany Griner. I mean, Simone Augustus. I can go on. Mm-hmm. So we've had great players before. Obviously, the Caitlin Clark effect has been big. Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers, Angel Reese. But I think what you said, Greg, you know, is one of the biggest things. The product, number one, is better than it's ever been. You know, there's more parity than there's ever been. But there's the storylines. You know, there's always been storylines, but maybe they haven't always gotten covered or written about. So, you know, I think between the star power, the storylines, the more media coverage, there's more exposure, which is long overdue. I think people are starting to realize and watch and invest more in women's sports, right? You see the T-shirts everywhere, but it's true, you know, and it's really cool that now – women's basketball has finally become a water cooler conversation. You know, they're not just talking about the guys anymore, you know. And so I think there's been so many things that have led to that. But, you know, really there's been a big shift since COVID, and it's awesome to see where that piece of our game has gone.
Tennessee Tech women's basketball coach Kim Roseman with us. So where does Tennessee Tech fit in this? The OVC is, we see, I mean – The NIL, they're trying to, you know, they're not going to be able to put that toothpaste back in the tube, okay? We know that, okay? But so how do we pull it back? And we're you know, programs like you, and what I, you know, I'm from the level. When I use mid-major, I don't use it in a derogatory term. I use it as an affectionate term because and so where does this fit?
Well, you know, I think as far as NIL, you know, obviously what you're dealing with is a Power Five level right now. It's, you know, it's just as far as numbers and money and all that. It's just a whole, it's different. However, you know, it is now becoming more real and real at every level, you know, and I think everybody's having to start figuring it out. It's a different game. It's a different time. It's a different era, you know, and you're seeing, you know, from even just conference realignment, you know, to thinking about teams in California, you know, traveling for one game, a conference game across, you know, to the East Coast, you know, I think it's just, it is still changing. The landscape is changing, but you've got to embrace it, you know. And I think a lot of great things have happened in our league. You know, obviously we lost some good teams a couple years ago, but the teams that we have added, I mean, look what Southern Indiana, you know, is doing in our league, you know, right now, and how quickly, you know, they have added value. And that's what you want when you bring somebody into your league. You want them to add value. And, you know, we've got a lot of teams, Little Rock, you know, that have added great value to our league. So I think it's, you know, while it's going to look different for every conference, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to grow. But like you said, you know, this isn't the toothpaste or whatever is out. And, you know, and it's not going back anytime soon. So you have to embrace the change, and you have to embrace, you know, what it has become now, you know, and there is a business aspect to it. There's no question about it.
Kim, I'm at ttusports.com. I just called up your roster. Outside of one from Megan being from Megan Albert being from Missouri, it's either Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. That's it.
You
have a base. And you know, obviously you pull in some transfers, certainly, and where what's coming in and out of the portal, we know that. But it seems like you've got a really good base of where maybe you mix in some transfers, but you also have up on the plateau, you can go north or south or stay in the state for all your talent.
Right. And Greg, that's one reason why, you know, we thought this job was such a great job. You know, there was a number of reasons why, but the where we're located, you know, and the area from which we can draw from, as far as first from a high school girls basketball standpoint, you know, I mean, it's outstanding right here in the plateau. And then in Tennessee, you know, the plateau to middle Tennessee, and then the state of Tennessee. And you can see, you know, our roster, you know, half of our roster was from the state of Tennessee, you know, this year. And it wasn't like that when we got here 8 years ago. So that's been a huge focus. But also, you know, that as far as the style of play and how we play, you know, Kentucky, Georgia, you know, it's not to say we won't go other places, but, you know, we don't have to go farther than a, you know, 400-mile radius to recruit kids that can help us win championships. Now, we will, you know, if it's a fit or we have an opportunity, but that is where we're always going to start. And, you know, you mentioned our roster, Greg. You know, I'm really excited. We've been fortunate where in the era of the transfer portal, we've, you know, for the most part, we've had kids come back. You know, during this COVID extended year, every year we've had fifth-year seniors that have come back. 2 years ago, we had 5 fifth-year seniors. You know, the year before that, we had a 6-year senior, had another fifth-year senior in Malia Owens that had an outstanding year this year. And then we've got 2 fifth-year seniors that announced that they're coming back this past week, and Anna Walker and Peyton Carter, you know, 2 starters for us. So you know, I feel good about what we're bringing back. Now, you're always working now, like you said, in the portal. You know, that's, you never know now what teams are going to look like from year to year, because rosters change so much. So the portal take it, but it also gives in that sense as well.
Well, and I mentioned, Peyton Carter, Abingdon, Virginia, which is just right there in the Tri-City area, so right. that doesn't count mm-hmm. as Tennessee. We'll count that as Tennessee.
she can literally cross the street
right, Bristol. Just right up, right, you know, it's a par five away from Tennessee. I've always wanted to ask you this, because, you know, I follow you guys, you know, every game, I know what you're doing. When you have a special player like Malia Owens, she could go for 40 every night. If you just ISO'd her right and pulled everything and just fed her, at what moment do you need to have other things happening instead of somebody that can go get you 30 or 40 every night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously to have a kid that can put up those amount of numbers, it's huge. And, you know, and Malia consistently averaged for us, yeah, I think she averaged around 15, 17 this year, you know. But I think – we'll take the national champions, right? You know, I mean, I think team, and Iowa had a very, very good team. They had a great team, you know, but they were a little decimated too when they got to the national championship. They had two of their best players on the bench, which, you know, that was a little bit not talked about quite as much with those guys. But I think the difference in that game was the balance and the depth. Yeah, the size also didn't hurt South Carolina, but the balance and the depth that they had. And, you know, and I think for our team, that's how we like to play as well. You know, we want to have 4 to 5 kids that, you know, are scoring in double figures every night. It's just really, really hard to guard. And, you know, we finished really strong this season, finished, you know, the end of the year on a 6-game winning streak. We're playing our best basketball in February, but we struggled early. And that was a piece we didn't have, was, you know, consistently, like we normally do, 3 to 4 kids in double figures. But that was what we started doing in February. And for us, that is our formula, you know, for success. You know, I didn't mention our two other Tennessee kids that were huge gets for us, you know, Reagan Hirsch from right here at Upperman, that has played so well for us over the last couple years, and Reagan Grimes right there out of Ravenwood. You know, those two kids have been anchors and will continue to be anchors for us as well. But, you know, we want to play really balanced. And, yeah, and you've got to have a go-to. You got to have a kid that can score it. But, you know, when you've got 4, 3, 4, and 5 in double figures every night, that's really hard to beat.
You know, and you mentioned Reagan Grimes, her dad, Reggie. In this time slot in the fall, I do prep football talk. We've had him on as one of our legends. Of course, a defensive touchdown in the SEC championship game for Alabama is better. Let me, and you bring up, it's Kim Roseman with us here, Tennessee Tech, a women's basketball coach. We're just sitting around the fireplace talking. Is that when Reagan Hirsch, you just mentioned her, of course, Upperman, Baxter, the Upperman Bees, and what she did. Do you sometimes see your game in other players that you recruit? Because she looks like you, by the way. You know, I'm serious.
Hey, I wish I had half of the length and the athleticism and speed.
Okay.
I was more of a shooter. It's Coach Van Chancellor, who's in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Great coach, Van Chancellor, obviously, at Ole Miss.
He used to always tell me, Roseman, you're a shooting guard trapped in a point guard's body. So basically, I was a shooter, but I was too small to play shooting guard. But no, Reagan, no. I wish I saw my game in Reagan Hirsch. Reagan Hirsch is just, I mean, her athleticism and length and explosiveness. And this is a kid that just keeps getting better and better, you know, every year. I'm excited.
Well, and when she was at Upperman, but I mean, the AA state championship that year at Upperman, they went 37-0. And she was it. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. And of course, Miss Basketball and Class AA Miss Basketball going to Tennessee Tech, that says something, doesn't it?
Oh, it was huge when we got her. There's no question, you know, and obviously what Dana has done with her program year in and year out, what they did this year, you know, she just continues to win. And anytime you can get a kid that, one, is as talented as Hirsch is, but also has been in a championship locker room, you know, those are the kind of kids you got to get. Those are the kind of kids that help you continue to win championships. So there's no doubt. When we got her and when we got Grimes, both of those were big gets for us, as well as, you know, I mean, Anna Walker, you know, at Bradley Central, you know, she transferred to us from Chattanooga, and she's been such a huge addition. So, you know, so again, you go back to the state of Tennessee and just how good high school girls basketball and the coaching is in this state. You know, we don't have to go very far to get kids that can help us win championships.
I don't want to embarrass you, but how many late night phone calls we've had when you're going one place and me the other? I guess the TSU is the travel partners. Yeah,
that's
TSU,
right.
And Tennessee Tech are, you know, we're passing Thursday, Saturday, we're on the bus somewhere, and I remember calling you after the tough Little Rock loss, and you, the first thing out of your mouth said, I don't know if I feel like talking right now, Greg, and I said, I'm going to call you win or lose, so get used to it, okay?
And which I always appreciate this about you, because if you're a coach, you know this. Your phone blows up after wins and after losses. It's like crickets. But
yeah.
You know what? I can always count on hearing from you. And you have this crazy ability to even know what mile marker. We've been doing this so long, you and I both. You even usually can guess what mile marker.
Well, I
we
guess
are,
you. So. I think were you coming back from Huntsville or West Alabama or whatever?
Yeah, we're coming back from North Alabama.
Yeah,
yep, North Alabama.
Yeah, North Alabama. And I said, "You're on 840 right now, aren't you? Right about close to the Almaville exit." And you go, "Yes." So, boom. Hey, 2 weeks from tonight, Mark Wilson, Melanie, his wife, you, Allie, we have a date.
That's right.
Okay,
oh,
two weeks from tonight,
you
are going to be we're going to be my guest at the Nashville Cats game. So,
and we can't wait. We're counting it down. This is going to be exciting. So, what you're doing, what you guys are doing there, you know, is awesome. And so, we're looking forward to joining you, Greg.
All right. See you, Kim. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.